Just real quick, because my answer will be much shorter than my dear friend next door to me. On September 19th, we're going to publish our strategy for securing cyberspace. It's a fairly lengthy document. Well, if you don't mind, when you get it, it'll be on a website, it'll be a CD, and there'll be a paper copy. Take the website, because it's probably easier, and peruse it, and let us know what you think. It's the first time we've really tried to do this, and it's comprehensive from the home user through the small, mid-sized business, through federal governments, large enterprises, national systems, and global systems. It's a first stab, and we've built this with input from around industry and private sector as well as through government to try and lay out this roadmap to do exactly what you're talking about, recognizing that there have been some starts over the years, going back to the mid to late 90s with PDD 63, for example, and some of the other critical infrastructure ideas. It takes a while for us to change this ship that's moving through the sea. It's almost like moving a battleship. You just don't give it a kick and it moves immediately, right? We've come a long way. We've made a lot of mistakes. This is a pretty good effort. Those who've looked at it so far are concurring with what they're seeing. But we know when we publish it, we're still not going to have it correct. And this is where we now need the public feedback on September 19th when it gets published so that our February edition will be that much better and help us with this thing, because we do want to do it right. We want to enable what you're talking about and make those. We can't fix today's systems overnight. You know that. It's what can we do, though, to set the groundwork for doing it right with the next generation of software, the next generation of the Internet, the next generation of programmers, recognizing that we're just going to have to deal with what we currently have, and it won't get fixed overnight. But what can we do to set the conditions to do it right with the next sets? Great. I appreciate it. And seriously, please give us the feedback once you see it in print. Because, of course, what you gave us, your input, who knows what we've done with it. Hopefully we've played it back the way you intended it to be played back. But take a look at your part of it and let us know what you think, and then give us the next round of feedback. This will be at whitehouse.gov/PCIPB. That's President's Critical Infrastructure Protection Board. That site's up right now. It has the original 55 questions that we had circulated last winter, plus it has a general outline of what the strategy will look like. Currently, the strategy is in an alpha state, if you want to compare it to software. We're floating it around inside of government. Some industry CIOs and CEOs are looking at it. It'll get a little wider look in the next couple of weeks, and then it goes to press. We have this normal lead time we have to do with printing publications, and then September 19th will be the rollout, both virtual as well as physical. And again, recognizing that what we publish is a start, and it'll need to have continued evolution. We may get some things wrong in there, but that's where we need the public feedback. So the next one in February, and the next one 4 months after that, et cetera, is that much better. No, actually, it's suggestions, recommendations, programmatics, funding. Take a look at it when it comes out and just give us the feedback. It's a very large document with probably a lot more detail than we had originally meant to put into it. We were going to try and keep it small. It's several hundred pages now because we've gotten such a large amount of feedback from the private sector as well as the public and government sectors. I'm sorry? Well, take a look at the document. There are things in there that are requirements for the federal government. We can't write law. This document is not a legal binding document. That's what the Congress does. What we can do, though, is outline what the federal government has to do, because then it gets signed, eventually can be made into an executive order for federal organizations to be, as you could call it, federal law. But for legal civil law, that has to go through the Congress, the normal lawmaking procedure. But again, take a look at it when it gets published and give us your feedback then.
And the reason that it the reason that matters for vendors is because the size of the federal customer. I mean, there's a lot of money at stake in terms of federal procurement, and that's going to make it incumbent on vendors. Just the power of the purse is going to encourage vendors to comply and to provide them with products that they can use to meet their requirements.